Hello, pet enthusiasts. Welcome to Pet Chat. My name is Jason Zukowski. I'm the dog dad of Bunsen and Beaker, the science dogs on social media. My co-hostess with the mostest is...
Hi there. My name is Chris Zukowski, and I am the dog mom to Bunsen and Beaker and the cat mom to Ginger.
Every week in Pet Chat, we share a little bit about Bunsen and Beaker and Ginger, and now Norbert the Beaver. We play a game, there's a prize, and then the community shares their pet stories and questions with us. If you are listening or watching the recording, hello. This is going to be one of the episodes on the Science Podcast feed alongside our main episode show. I know not everybody can make the live show, and that's all good. I'm going to add Kristen up to the stage from Bark and Beyond. She's on live with us today. So I think we'll hear from our sponsor, Bark and Beyond, is a small family-owned company that has a whole host of amazing products. Check out their website, use the code Bunsen, save yourself 15%, skip the big box store to get your toys and your treats, and help out the little guy. That's one of our sponsors this week. And thank you, Kristen, for being our sponsor. We always start before community sharing with just a little bit about the dogs and the cat and whatever else is apparently living on the farm. My story is real quick that it is, even though we had a blizzard. When did the blizzard happen? Tuesday and Wednesday?
Right after we got back from Texas.
Did we get back from Texas a month, like this week?
Tuesday. I guess 12 days ago. 12 days ago, there was a blizzard.
Yeah, but there was another blizzard this week. There was another blizzard this week, and it was really bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, Wednesday, we had the whiteout blizzard all night, and then in the morning till about noon. And it made driving incredibly dangerous because all of that snow turned to ice. So everything was a skating rink all over central Alberta. I think they shut down Highway 2, which is the big highway that connects all the major cities in Alberta. There are other highways, but we are Canada, so we are limited to some highways in Alberta. But Bunsen and Beaker really loved the blizzard, especially Bunsen, because nearly all of the snow was gone. And then the blizzard came and made huge drifts everywhere that he frolicked in like a little puppy again. It was really heartwarming to see. I love when he's happy. I love when he's frolicking about. Just love it. And I guess we still have some snow because it's warmed up quite a bit. And where did Bunsen go on the walk today when we passed it?
To the snow.
Yeah, right to the snow. There's a couple tiny patches of snow left. Yeah, he goes in it and he sits and he eats a bit of it and he pushes his face into it. So anyways, that's my story. Not very exciting. We've had a very busy week, but yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Sure. So my story is I made a little bit of a mistake. Ginger has decided to eat through multiple bags. She started with her food bag.
Okay.
And she's got to it more than one time because initially the hole was in the top of the bag and I was able to clip it. But now there's a gaping hole in the bottom of the bag. I don't know how she got there because we put it in the pantry. So someone must have left it out. So I'm over giving her food before Pet Chat and I scoop out and then food dribbles out of the bag like a pinata. So Bunsen is so happy because cat food is like crack to them.
Yep.
And he is right there so happy to get the spoils of the bag.
Yes.
But speaking of, so earlier this week, you had put your lunch kit on the floor and you had tuna for lunch. You like these little tuna things.
I do. I love spicy tuna. I could eat spicy tuna every single day, but I would probably get lead poisoning. I think there's an upper limit. I think there's an upper limit for how much tuna you should eat.
For those of you who are interested, you could check. I don't know.
Two to three servings, it says. Two to three servings of tuna a week.
So I lifted your bag up because Ginger was really getting into your bag. I was like, why is she interested in this bag? But then when I opened it, I realized that you hadn't cleaned out your lunch garbage from lunchtime.
Oops.
At school. Oops. And so I hooked it on the handle of the pantry door And then I looked over and Ginger was chewing a ginormous hole in the bottom of your bag. Mm-hmm. And what happened was Beaker was right beside her waiting for the spoils because Beaker could smell the tuna too. And I said, Jason, Ginger is eating your bag. She's going to get the treat. And you didn't throw away your lunch. And then you're like, what? You were playing your game. And then she's like, meh, and she walked away. I'm like, no, Ginger, you're going to get it. So I gave her your spoils, the spoils that she earned from the bag. But then I also shared it with Beaker. So it was win.
I don't think there was any food in there. It was just garbage.
Okay, but there's a little bit left in the container.
Oh, I didn't scoop all the tuna out. Yeah, there'd be like a tiny bit left.
Yeah, there wasn't like a lot.
You know,
but you must have just finished your lunch and chucked everything in the bag and then just brought your bag home.
If I remember,
but now there's a gaping hole in the bottom of your bag, just like Ginger's food bag.
Yeah.
Also, her treat bag. She has a little treat bag that has a giant hole in it. So she has really sharp teeth and a really thick cerebral cortex.
And she doesn't give up. Like some cats will give up, but she doesn't give up at all.
No.
0%.
0%. And as evidence that she tries to get out every single day. And she'll run to the door jamb and she'll give it a hug. Hug it. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that cat.
She's a cool little creature for sure. Keeps you on your toes much differently than dogs do for sure. And the three of them, I think they know, the dogs know the cat has skills that they need. Because Bunsen got a loaf of bread, a half a loaf of bread this week. And I'm sure Ginger knocked it off the counter for the dogs.
Adam said, and Annalise came home and they said Bunsen was right by the bag. And he had his nose in the bag. And when he saw them, he just started eating the bread faster. So it's like that whole toddler thing where the toddler will just go faster.
Yeah.
That was Bunsen.
Yeah.
Eating the bread as fast as he could scarf it down.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that they know Ginger. Like sometimes I don't think they can communicate really. Like cats and dogs can't talk to each other, obviously. They just have to watch each other's body language. But it's funny because they just have to hope the cat helps them out. Like they can't like talk to the cat and say, Ginger, let's go to work. She'll do things when she wants. And sometimes the things she knocks onto the floor, they're not happy with. She knocked a potato on the floor once and Bunsen was like, oh, potato.
Salad.
Yep. And just random stuff that she plays with, like lids and pens. And like when we send orders to people, there's like a sticky thing you pull off. And then it's like a long kind of like tapey thing. And she like bats that around and knocks it off. And Bunsen's like, oh boy, maybe it's bread. But no, it's just garbage. And he's like, oh, go knock something good off the counter, cat.
Yeah.
But if they ever start communicating, we are screwed. We are so screwed. We're going to have to put everything up to keep all of the animals from working together to do stuff.
Ginger used to be really good. Like I could have the bag of food right by where we were feeding her. And then one day she decided just to eat through the bag. And then that's over.
That was over.
Let's go to community sharing.
Perfect.
And if we know you, you'll get to the stage right away.
Yeah.
And if you don't, we do a little bit of super sleuthing onto your account just to make sure that things are going to be a G-rated space.
Perfect. Okay. So if you'd like to, if you're on audio, we would love to bring you up as a speaker. And as Chris said, we do like check who is requesting. And if you are watching live, it's a little bit harder to interact, and I get that. You can drop a comment, and then I can put it up on the screen. So if you'd like to be a speaker, come on up. I'm just going to do a quick comment from the live show, Chris. So somebody's watching this on Twitter Live or X Live, Pink Princess in the City. We know Pink Princess in the City. Hello, greetings from New York City. Love hearing about Bunsen, Beaker, and Ginger's shenanigans. What a nice comment. And when Chris was talking about the cat eating through the bag, Anne, who's watching us on X video or Twitter video, just had a heart emojis and a whole bunch of laughing emojis, which is funny. And just a note from Martin. I just want to honor Martin's comment. Martin said, it's actually a lovely day here in Ireland, which is very unusual. It rains a lot. So that's very cool that, Martin, you're listening to us from Ireland. Okay, our first speaker's up. I think, Chris, you're organizing Bunsen, maybe. So we'll go to Jamie. And Jamie is probably calling in from Australia. All right, so while Jamie's coming back up, of course, anybody on audio who's listening, you can request to speak. And Kristen, I could put you on the spot if you've got any dog stories from this week.
I have one that's not so good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Georgia and Atlas got into a fight yesterday.
Okay. Is everybody okay?
Yes. One good thing is they have never drawn blood off of each other. Mm-hmm. And I know that's like a thing that happens a lot. And they haven't. But Georgia's been on Prozac since September. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten a lot better because it was a weekly thing. And that's probably their fourth fight since September.
Okay.
But still goes off for the littlest thing. Mm-hmm. Like if Atlas makes a noise like he's hurt or he barks or whatever, not barks, but like a weird noise, like he's hurt, she'll attack him. Mm. And so that's what she did. And I don't know if she thinks like he's doing it at her. Mm. And so she is defending herself. But for the most part, they're good, but it's, I don't know, it's very stressful.
Yeah, and it can be scary too, like when it's out of the blue, when it's been good for so long, I'd imagine.
Yeah, because we don't have toys. Mm-hmm. There's no toys unless they're totally split up. Mm-hmm. No food, no bones, no treats. So we're already doing that, and it's like, how do you can't just take any more away. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. That's a little frustrating, but at least we're having a lot less fights.
Yeah. You got to take your wins where you can. And who knows what sets dogs off. We like that since you shared that, was it 2 days ago where Beaker just got super upset at Bunsen for some reason? We don't know why. Yeah. Beaker just lost her mind on Bunsen. Really? And she wasn't biting him or anything. She was just like mad. Like barking at him. And
she didn't like physically attack him.
But she was very mad at him.
Yeah, it was. I came in from getting the Amazon package. So I came in the door and Bunsen was there and Beaker just came over and she looked at him and then she just started barking. She was like, bark. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't typically bark, but she does have a loud, sharp bark when she's like, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Growl. A bark.
No growl.
That's good.
No, when she barks, she's rough. Like I don't think it's a growl, but it's like she's starting to bark. Like the rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Georgia's very possessive. She wants to own everything. Mm-hmm. He got a name tag off of his collar. Like he pulled it off and he was chewing on it. And she goes over there and she growls at him because she wants it.
Yeah.
And so anytime we see a stare or a growl, we have to try to break it up, stop it right then, or she's going to attack them. So I had to, yesterday when this happened, I always jump in the middle because I'm not going to let them fight because I don't know if she's going to stop, honestly.
Yep.
She's going to. So I'm like, and she's stout. She's 60 pounds, pure muscle. And then I'm like jumping in. I'm trying to get her off of them. So that's just, yeah.
You're doing all the right things, though. And if there's been less fights, that's the main thing.
A lot.
Yeah, because you had talked like a year ago where you were very concerned about even having them together in the same house.
Yes, that was for Prozac. Prozac has really helped.
Yeah, dogs have the same, their brains are very similar to our brains, and they have the same kind of like mental health. Some people struggle with mental health or different brain chemistry, and dogs have the same thing too.
I honestly think that something was, she has other things that are really weird and off. And I think that they got rid of her as a puppy for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah. Like we call her special because that's how she acts. She acts like she's special, like special needs.
Like a little different taste.
She does. And then she does all this, like she was attacking them for no reason a year ago.
Yeah.
Before the Now with the Prozac, at least there's some sort of something that she wants it's not just random.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, September. So how many months is that? That's what, seven months?
7 months.
Probably had four fights.
That's from where you were before, that's a huge win.
Yes. And the trainer said, this is a good thing for everybody to know because I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So when they do get in a fight, you want to split them up, but not totally. Don't go put one way over here in a crate and one over here in a crate and that's it. You want them to, like, we use place a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a place and we'll put one in place and one in another place close together where they can see each other and, you know, all that and interact, but they're in their places.
Mm-hmm.
And that way that they do recover quickly and they're back friends again.
siblings, hey?
Yes, yeah.
I think my sisters growing up, Kristen, definitely fought more than four times in 7 months. I'm going to tell you right now. And I think a few of their fights actually drew blood.
We haven't been there. So that might be a, I don't know.
Yeah. We'll knock on wood for that.
Like, you're going to get bit. And I'm like, I haven't got bit yet. They haven't tried to bite me, and I just get her and just pull her off. But she's stout.
Yep.
And it's stressful.
We hear you. Madison Redford has a comment from Facebook. Just like, so sorry to hear, Kristen. Yeah, and we're all in everybody's corner here, right? And of course, you've been to a trainer, and I don't want to give any dog training advice because that's not what I know. I know the science, and the dogs, as I said, they can suffer from the exact same conditions that humans do. And definitely the Prozac is helping. So that's awesome. For the update, Kristen, and for people who are listening, it's good to know a little bit more information, and maybe they might have dogs that are occasionally not getting along and some things they can try.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, so we'll go back to Jamie, who came back up. I hope your thing's going to work right now, Jamie. Go ahead. Let's try again.
Me too.
Yes. How's that? It's good. We're good. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
It could also have been that I had a Bluetooth speaker on and it was trying to feed through that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anywho, so River is locked in the laundry at the moment with Bethany because he's having his medicated bath for the every 2 days because he's the sensitive boy who has, I don't know, he ate something and now he's come out his latest rash.
Oh, no.
So he's having his bath and he's got he's crying, apparently. Oh. He's crying because he is such a sook. And if things don't happen at just the right time for him at night, it's nearly bedtime, he'll come and he'll look at you and he'll start crying. So it's like Bunsen's toddler
time. It's like Bunsen's toddler time with Chris, yep.
It's bedtime. Her. Get over it, boy. So yeah. That he can go in and lie on the king-size waterbed.
They just have big feelings and sometimes they don't know what to do with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he has some very big feelings. But he also he's also a reactive boy. Mm-hmm. And we've got to find a trainer to help with him because he bolts across the street to try and kill other dogs. And that's not the right thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can't go out the front at all. And we need to do something about it. It's just, that's one of these jobs for this week.
Yeah. And I mean, that's great. That's great that you're moving that way for sure.
Yeah. So because of assorted reasons, he didn't get puppy school as a baby. Mm-hmm. And so he has never truly been socialized as much as he should have.
Yeah.
And now he gets very nervous around other dogs. And takes that out in the wrong way.
Yeah. But if I'm remembering, he's good with your dogs, like most of the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's fine with these two.
Yeah.
It's just any other dog in the world is either teasing him or they're going to kill him. So he's got to do something about that.
Oh, gosh.
He's been released from the laundry and it's nearly all right in the world again,
oh.
But only just. poor pathetic little boy.
Oh, man. When Beaker had her, do you remember how sad Beaker was when she had her rashes 2 years ago? Like, we thought they were related to the spring. And she was, like, licking her paws raw and... And she was in a cone all the time. Like, we had to put her in a cone or she would just keep licking her paws. And I just, she doesn't cry like Bunsen cries for toddler time. She just looked so sad. And it was our little baby that was in a cone. And we just felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hear you there.
I'm just put a picture of him, of his skin in the chat. He has no underfur. It's just a random shot of Orange Dog's side, but he has no underfur. There's nothing extra to protect him from whatever it is that gets him. Mm-hmm. But, and he just, he's a pit bull cross and he's just got issues. So many issues. So many issues, that poor dog. But yes, that's us. And the other two are good. Rosie's just still insane, and Jen is the old cranky lady.
Which picture is the one? Is it of his rash? I'm just looking through the audio right now.
So I just put it up, and there's stuff. It's just an orange hair.
Oh, okay.
That's all it literally.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, Chris found it. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Chris.
And it's just so thin, his fur and everything, so that you only have to look at him sideways and his hair falls out. Which is makes life interesting.
Yeah.
But I hope it's been, I don't know, seems like months, but just weeks since I've managed to make it to chat, and I've missed it. And your time zones have changed and our time zones have changed, and I just had to work out what time it was today.
And to be fair, we have missed Pet Chat because we went to the eclipse. And then we're not having Pet Chat next week, which we'll talk about probably in a little bit. So our time has been a little bit scattered as well.
Oh, so it's not all my fault then?
No. It's not all your fault.
Yeah, so for my own memory, it's 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning that you start.
Yeah, and for us, you're in the future, it's 6 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah, 6 p.m. for us, mountain time.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, weird time zones, but yes, that's us. All right, thank you very much. Have a nice chat with everybody else.
Okay, thanks, Jamie. Good to hear from you. All right. So we've got another speaker coming up on audio. Ray Eek asked on X video, what is your topic? And Pet Chat is sharing stories about pets. We are multicasting. So there's folks listening on Twitter Spaces, and that's multicast X video or Twitter video, Facebook video, and also Instagram. And sadly, like Instagram's kind of the off to the side, it's in a totally different window. So I occasionally monitor it for comments. So if you're watching us on Instagram, thanks for sticking with it. It's the best we can do to do one show and have it go everywhere. Okay, so we'll go to Bianca. Hello. How's it going? Bianca.
Sorry, did I press something?
There, you're good now. Hello.
I didn't realize I'd pressed something. I haven't really got anything much to say.
Oh, you came up to speak. I thought maybe we know who you are. And we're like, oh, Bianca might have a story. So we came, we brought you up.
Nothing much, really. Just the usual miscreancies around here. Nothing really. Liffy managed to break a leash by pulling so hard. No idea how she did it, but we're on a walk and she just trotted right past me, happy as anything.
Oh, man. And
me holding half a leash on her. Nothing much else happening.
Has that ever happened to you with the dogs, Chris? Have you ever broke a leash with them?
No. Well, I was surprised because I thought this one was supposed to be pretty indestructible, but I guess it wasn't.
River's broken a harness.
River's broken a harness. Oh, my goodness.
That's not true, Jay. When we had Beaker and we had gone to the river, we were trying to blow up the kayak and we were at the BMX dock.
Yeah, the BMX dock. Yeah.
We had clicked her with Callan's old leash and it was like click and she pulled out of that. She broke that.
Yeah, that's true.
But Beaker is very powerful.
She is unbelievably, can I just say how unbelievably strong dogs are for they're way, unless you're talking about a Mastiff or something, they don't weigh as much as us. They don't. They are incredibly strong. And Beaker's 50 pounds soaking wet. She would knock me on my butt if I wasn't paying attention.
In fact, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, in fact, during the blizzard, when I took them out in the morning before school, I was like at a standstill and they went pee and I was looking at Bunsen and I just about got pulled on my head because Beaker, I think, was chasing a leaf. She saw a leaf and she went zoom. And I went, and I like seriously hurt the middle of my back. I thought I was done. And it hurt for 2 or 3 days. Like, it's back to normal now. But on the way to work, I couldn't shoulder check. You know how your neck might be so sore you can't turn your head to shoulder check? So I had to turn my whole body in the car to shoulder check. She's 50 pounds, and I am a big man. I'm 6'3", and she moved me like nothing. So just a go ahead.
I think it's the unexpected of it. Like, I've got Cocker Spaniels. They're not a big dog, but I have been knocked over before because you're not ready for it. So just they get you in the back of the knees or something, then you're down.
Could the back of the knees, I guess, they're low to the ground.
Yeah. And we used to have a Basset Hound many years ago, and that was her trick. She knew what she was doing. She was out to get you. And that's what we used to call her, the back of the knees takedown, because she'd do it all the time.
That is actually, that's a martial arts move, Bianca, in Kung Fu.
I learned it somewhere because that's what she used to do. And every so often, these two now will do that to me.
I know about a dozen moves where you attack the back of the knees. So I guess the Basset Hound picked up something.
She did somewhere when at the time, actually, my brother and my dad were both doing martial arts. Who knows? Maybe she learned it from them.
There's just a comment from X Video. My friend thought he could walk my 45-pound German Shepherd mix with no problem. Millie the dog pulled. Oh, there's probably more coming. Yeah, 45-pound German Shepherd's probably pretty strong. Just before we go to our next speaker, I was going to say Bunsen could destroy us if whenever he wanted, right? He is so incredibly strong. He's unbelievable, but he doesn't.
What he does is when he doesn't want to come inside, he clamps himself and you can't move him.
You can't move him. No,
you can't there's no move way. Him. Like, there is no pulling on the leash with him. You have to outsmart him.
Or I have to pick him up. That's how I got him in the bath. You have to squat him. You have to go down and like deadlift squat over 100 pounds to pick this guy up because he will refuse to move. So, but he's so strong, he could knock you over. He could do whatever he wanted on a walk. He just chooses to this is what we're doing now. So lucky for us, he's such a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Okay. I will go to Lisa, who's Benny and Bowie. Lisa, hello.
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 Hello. Hello, everybody.
It's been a while.
It has.
My goodness. I'm just listening to the walking stories. When I walk Benson and Bowie, I can't walk them together. I have to walk them individually because I'm not strong enough to walk them both together. Because if one goes one way and the other goes the other, I'm caught in the middle and who knows which way I'll go. But, and Benson, when he doesn't want to come in, he just does the same thing. He just lays down and he refuses to move. And he loves it outside. And at the end of the walk, he just will lay down on our front steps and refuse to move. So he's a cutie. But poor Benny today, we took him to the groomers today for the first full groom that he's ever had, because we bath and we take them to get their nails done quite frequently because they have Grinch feet quite often.
Yes.
So we take them for that. But he had his first full groom, and I'm very protective of his feathers in the back, and it's just in the and the feathers on his legs because I think he's just so handsome with them. Anyway, they all got trimmed off today, so I was absolutely heartbroken. Ooh. So As I look at him now, it's just I'm getting used to it. His little face is still the same, but he gets these sort of blonde tips on the black of his head, back of his head. It's like he's got blonde highlights, a surfer kind of dude. And we asked for those to be taken off to clean up his ears and whatnot. And anyway, I guess they just went a little too far. So poor Benny is a little bit shorter than we want him to now. And because he's a little bit shorter than we wanted him, we really noticed that he's a chunky monkey right now.
Oh, no. So I saw that post.
I looked
post.
At him and I said, oh, buddy, to add insult to injury, you don't want to diet, too.
Oh, no.
Just the poor guy.
Go ahead, Kristen.
Atlas has gotten a little chunky. And my husband, we were going to do the first dock diving since, like, August, I think, back in March. And he was like, I don't think he's going to jump as far because he's gained weight. And he was right. So last year he jumped 19 foot. And this year the most he jumped was 16 foot.
Oh, no.
It makes a difference. He's going to have to lean down a little bit before he gets some good distances dock diving. It's just, but anyway, he still loves it either way. He still loves it either way, but he's got to lean down for the big trip this summer anyway.
It's tough because like Goldens and Labs and a lot of dogs, they just love to eat. They love to eat. And if you're not careful, it sneaks up on you with those animals for sure.
Oh, no kidding. And they just live for food. Like anytime the fridge opens, I leave for work early in the morning and I'm the only one downstairs. I swear I open the fridge and I close the door and it's just like a horror movie. I've got two golden retrievers staring at me, wondering what I've taken out of the fridge for them to eat. So it's just, it's funny that way. But anyway, that's about it for the updates for Benny and Bowie. And anyway, it's good to be back. I've missed you guys. And that's all for me.
Us too. Lisa, is the package on its way? Like, it's probably a day or two out, I think.
Yeah, I think it'll probably arrive on Tuesday, but yes, it is on its way. So thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that. That is going to be because I am totally out. So it sadly has been a busy couple of weeks at work. But anyway, we're all looking forward to it. And thank you so much again. And the activity books are such a hit.
They
love them.
Oh, yay. They love
them. And it just gives them something to do and it takes the anxiety down. They're not thinking about having to talk and it's just, it's really good. So I'm so ever grateful to both of you guys.
That makes my heart feel good. We see our nieces and nephews doing the little activity books that we created. We're like, aw. And then like Chris, you had they're my nieces and nephews too, but like Ellie and Raffy were working together. It's just super sweet to see that the thing we made is a hit with kids. I love that.
Yeah, it is. And then when and after the interviews, when we hand out the stuffies and they get to pick which one they want, Bunsen, Beaker or Ginger. And it's just, those are the animals that were in the book. And they make that connection. And then, of course, I tell stories and I show them the postcard. And I said, oh, when they've written a special message to you. And I said, don't tell anybody, but my dog is marrying Beaker. And they're going, what? And then their parents are going, and you're doing this investigation to me? They're so confused. So it's all good. But the kids love it. The kids love it.
Thanks, Lisa. And yes, it's been really good to hear from you.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys.
Good night. Chris, are you excited for dock diving this summer with Beaker?
I am.
Yeah, we're going to do that again with Beaker. That was so fun. It was something that's just for her, right? Like so much of the stuff before Beaker was centered around Bunsen. Like hiking in the mountains and doing stuff in the snow. And this is like a thing that's just for her because there's no way in hell Bunsen is doing any dock diving. Nope. I don't even think he would know there was something about water that was up on the thing. And he would be like, F no, not going up on the dock. Not going up on the dock. Kristen had Atlas and now Chris has Beaker. So I'll just make them the solo video for video there. Diana on our multicast from Facebook says, we traveled Oregon coast recently and our black lab Gunner found a dead sea lion on the beach. He finds dead things all the time, but seems confused, like it was a log or something. He didn't touch it, which was good, because he might have died from leptospirosis. Probably some like disease of dead seal, maybe. I don't know.
I think that's the, you can get it from standing water, right?
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
And they can get, if I'm thinking the right thing, and they now offer a shot for it because these dogs, like Atlas loves the lake water. But if you get this shot now, you can prevent that sickness that these dogs get from lakes and ponds and things like that.
Yeah, I'm just reading about that now. It's a vaccine. You can get the vaccine for your dog. It's not required, but it's recommended for dogs that are outside and in water, like that may have bacteria in it. Interesting. That is so cool.
People get lepto too.
Okay. I feel bad. I'm the science guy and I don't know. I'm getting all this. I'm ignorant to this thing. I feel so bad. Thank you for everybody for helping.
It's a big problem here, like in the first couple of weeks after the rain starts. So when the water the creek starts flowing, you don't go swimming in that first couple of weeks because the bacteria has had a chance to build up in the old manky water and you want it to flush through. So people and animals can get it. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Chris had Bunsen on the live, and TK says, I can't get over how big Bunsen is compared to Beaker. Yeah, they look like they're the same size, but they're not at all. Bunsen's twice as big as Beaker easily. And Jamie, thanks for the little bit of information there. I'm going to check, when we're done, I'm going to just poke around and see if we have that in Alberta. I've never heard of it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Okay, we're going to go to Tracy. Hello, Tracy, on X Spaces. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Firstly, I want to know how Beaker felt about Benny's grooming experience.
Okay, first off, Beaker is head over heels in love with Benny. If Benny got shaved, Beaker would just love it even more.
Yeah, they could snuggle more.
Yeah.
So Ricky is still doing well.
Oh, good.
He's just eating all the cans he can get his teeth on. So I'm just giving him like full cans of cat food, and then a lot of times he'll be like going through it and he'll lick the bowl. So
still has his appetite, which is good.
Yeah. So I think sometimes people give like cats like half cans, but I don't know. I just put out the whole can there and he still wants to eat all of it. Then that's good. And then when I left this morning, he was eating his breakfast, the most lovable guy.
Aww.
So no behavior changes. So that's also good.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's what we're just going to keep hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hoping for that too, Tracy.
Thank you. It's just going to be like short updates. It's going to be like, oh, he's still eating. But that's probably going to be like every week, but it's all right.
Sorry, everybody. I just had to cough and mute myself because I'm the link to all the different types of audio. Tracy, thanks for sharing a little bit about Ricky. There's people commenting on Instagram. I love that. Somebody on Instagram, Barkley McDoodles 13, says, I should get one boy Bernese Mountain Dog. I want one. Yes or no? And I said, you should get one. Max Bruno Enzo says, hi, cuties. They are so cute. That must have been when Chris was showing the dog. So shout out to Instagram. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for watching. And I think we'll, are there any more speakers on audio?
Not that I see.
No. Anything in the chat, Chris, that you wanted to highlight?
The chat really hasn't been updating for me.
Oh, no. Okay. I do believe there is a really funny in-joke, which I am going to talk about. where is it here? Lisa, that's Benson and Bowie, says maybe Kevin will be there, probably in reference to Comic-Con. Maybe Kevin will be there with the buttons. Yeah.
With the buttons. That's the best story. So did we tell people that they're going to get buttons with their Vultures of Parliament pre-order?
Nope. That's a little, that's a little secret that you let out of the bag.
There's nothing happening.
But that leads us into kind of the last two things if we're out of speakers, and we're at the 1 hour mark, and that's sometimes how long the show operates for. Okay. So the first thing,
I'm sorry, Jason.
What? No, it's fine. People are going to get the stuff and be so happy, I'm sure. I just got to load the website here. 1 second. I was caught just slightly off guard. Okay. So a couple things I just wanted to mention since I have y'all here and you're a captive audience. The first one is if you haven't started listening to the Science Podcast, we would love for you to listen. And I did something new on the latest episode. That's season 6, episode 11. So it's probably one of my favorite episodes I've ever done. And I've done hundreds of podcast episodes. So what makes it maybe a little bit different, there's three things that make it different. The first one is that Chris, you were a co-host on it. And you've never really been a co-host ever on the main show, the main podcast show.
Typically, what we've done is the family section, which is Adam's section, where I share a story that's happened in the week, within the past 1 or 2 weeks on the family section. But you said, hey, Chris, how about we try where we do the pet section together, similarly to how we run our Psy chats when we run them together.
Yeah.
And I actually sounded quite good.
I really liked it. Like for me, it was like just personally, it was really fun to have you as there with me on the podcast. Like I have to talk to myself when I do those sections, which is weird. It made it easier. And I think it was a better pet section. So anyways, that's the first one.
So if you could give us feedback on that, would be great.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been working on is my communication. So the ability to deliver a clear and concise message. Mm-hmm. But the fun thing is Jason has found a software that will pull out all my ums because I still do those.
Yeah, that's my super AI software that I've got. It goes through and it removes filler words and fills in the gaps. Occasionally it sounds a little skippy, but then it just cuts down the amount of time I'm editing by like probably an hour. So it's been a good go. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, the pet science that we looked at was actually Dr. Jen Goldbeck from the Golden Ratios. She did a study that was published in Anthrozoos, and I saw it and I was like, oh my God, we have to do the study. And you might remember she made a call out to social media about people who had supernatural experiences after pet loss. So either direct, like seeing their pet or hearing their pet, or indirect, hearing like dreams or nature's maybe sending you a message. And we do have the caveat that we're not going to, our show isn't going to be about ghosts and things like that. But it was a really interesting article because there's a huge data set. And what was hard in places, because Chris and I were talking about Callan, the dog we lost before Bunsen, if we experienced any of those phenomenons. So you'll have to listen to it. I'm not going to spoil that whole section. And then the third part was our guest, Dr. John Binfett. He is the director of BARC from the University of Victoria. And BARC brings dogs, therapy dogs, to university students. And the conversation with him was just unbelievably moving. And I had to choke back tears a bunch of times because these dogs are the difference for these kids between dropping out of university, like harming themselves, like a whole bunch of things. These dogs are the difference, and he's the facilitator of it. And it was just so powerful. So Anyways, I just wanted to mention this, and please give us some feedback. Send us a DM. Good Pods is a great way to, because you can comment on each episode. So just let us know if you liked having Chris there, because I might wrangle her in to be a full-on co-host for the whole show, because it, I don't know, I enjoyed doing it a lot better. And you make a better show when you're having more fun, maybe. Okay, Kathy came up. Hi, Kathy. Go ahead.
I just want to say I listened to the podcast. I loved all of it.
Oh, thank you.
It was great to have the two of you. I think you're more natural when you're interacting, too. Mm-hmm. And so I just think I thought the whole thing was exceptional. So I just wanted to give you my feedback since I'd already listened to it.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. Okay. We have a data set of one that says continue doing it, Chris. Maybe we'll just shut her down there.
Love it. Thanks, Kathy.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. Okay, and then the other information item. I'm just going to stop sharing on live. The other information item is... Okay, I'm just going to share. Sorry, everybody. I'm just juggling two different screens here. Boom. On... The big thing that we have been working on, and it is close to being finished because it was a pre-sale, is the Rolling Bone pre-sale, which is the fake magazine that Chris and I wrote. And it's got Dogs of Twitter or Dogs of X in it as the stars, or were the authors of some of the articles. It was so fun to write this thing. And there's different... There's obviously you could just get the magazine, and we tried to keep it as low cost as possible. And then there's one that comes with a shirt, and then there's the mega pack, which was comes with a whole bunch of awesome stuff. We were able to send the shirts out early, so that was a little bit of confusion. Some people have already got their shirts, and they've already been posting that they got their new awesome Rolling Bone t-shirt. So I love that you all were posting about that and talking about their t-shirts. That's very cool. And like it is a pre-sale, so we're waiting. We had to wait on printing the magazine, and we should have it. We should have it this week to ship out next week, not this coming week, but next week. There is a bit of a hitch. The mega pack, the big fan pack. One of the cool things that you're going to get is a custom guitar pick with the Vultures of Parliament on it. And they are, I got an email a week ago that they are behind. So we're going to have to wait to send that mega pack out till everything's together. And if it's delayed too much, we might just do two shipments just to get it to you guys. But if all you got was the magazine, we can get that out right away. And the magazine, we got the little doodads that come with it. Chris, do you want to show everybody the little tattoo and the sticker? I think we can probably spoil that. No. Okay.
We're going to still have the top secret.
Okay.
Looks like, what does that look like though? That picture, like heat picture.
It's the graphic. And I just ran it through about 70 different filters to make it look spooky or look secretive. Anyways, yes, even folks who just got the magazine, you're getting a couple little extra things, and the sticker and the tattoo are so good. So good.
I put the sticker on my computer already.
Chris already put the sticker. Anyways, we're just really happy with how all that stuff turned out. And we can't wait to see the other stuff that's coming in for the mega pack. There's a poster. There's that, like I said, the custom guitar pick, the color changing sunglasses. So you can look like you're a cool rock and roll person with our sunglasses on. Anyways.
Well, groupie.
That's right. But the pre-sale is going to be over once we start shipping the stuff out and those little deals go away. You can still get the magazine, obviously, but the packs will go away. Those are just pre-sale packs. And it's always a little bit of marketing. It's always cheaper to get the pre-sale than the after sale. So if that's something you'd be interested in, check out our website. And that's, I think I can throw the little Chiron up there, bunsenburnerbmd.com. Okay, enough of our sales pitch here. We will not have Pet Chat this coming Saturday. So that there will be no Pet Chat this coming week because it's the Comic-Con. And we are gone. We're driving up Friday. It's all day Saturday. We're usually exhausted, and then we are going to do a little bit on Sunday and come home. And we have to go to probably as soon as we get home, go to our school and plan and get ready for teaching. It's a busy week, but yeah, so that's what's happening. Are you excited for Comic-Con? I am.
Yeah, so today we did some finishing touches, and tomorrow we're meeting a seamstress to help us with some other things that we are unable to do ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's been, I think I looked really good.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Your Jahira looks pretty good. Yeah.
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 And Jason, of course, looks phenomenal with the cosplay that he has. And we pieced our mind together. So
yours will look better when I have more time. Yes.
No, it was good. We changed the belt. And
I redid the belt this morning. Anyways, this will become cosplay talk because I love talking about cosplay, but that's not the point of it. The point is there's no pet chat this coming Saturday. So we'll see you guys all next Saturday. Fun fact, we are getting pictures with a famous star who starred in a movie with a famous dog. That's Matthew Lillard, who was Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. So yeah, Adam, Annalise, and us, we are getting photos with Matthew Lillard, which is cool because I loved the Scooby-Doo movies and his portrayal of Shaggy. All right, time for a wrap-up. I can just do it, Chris, if Bunsen's being a little bit antsy.
He is being, so if you could please do the wrap-up, that would be great. But thank you, everybody, for coming. We really appreciate you.
Perfect. All right, that's it for this week's Pet Chat. Thank you so much for coming back to listen to us, and if you're watching us, hello. And if you're listening to the recording or watching the recording, hello. It is very cool that there's all these different platforms that are watching our show now, from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter live video and Twitter or X Spaces. Very cool. Thank you for coming. And again, shout out to BarkAndBeyondSupply.com for being our sponsor. And as well, if you want to support us, the one thing you can do is just check out our deals as we go. So there's the Rolling Bone deal. And from time to time, we talk about our community called the Paw Pack. And that's the main way you support Bunsen and Beaker content is by joining up on the Paw Pack. Okay, this is us signing out. We will see you all in a couple weeks for Pet Chat.